Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm guessing we must rebel games against other great quarterbacks. Clearly that's the case this week with Joe coming back.
I mean, yeah. I mean, anytime you have a chance to play against one of the premier quarterbacks in this league, you know, you have to be ready for it. You have to put your best stuff out there, have a really good game week of practice, and then go out there and execute on Sunday.
Sean was talking about how you built trust really quickly with Brandon Cooks. Just how did you do that, and what is he bringing to this team?
I did that because of what he's done, making sure that he's here, studying the playbook. Every time that we had a rep in practice, he was full speed, you know, and you can tell right away why he's had such a long career in this league is because he does things the right way. He's a good teammate, you know, and I think that trust is going to continue to grow. So I'm very excited to continue to work with him.
He brings to the downfield passing game.
I think he's got just that extra gear, that extra gear speed that you'd want. Again, smart. I think he tracks the ball extremely well. I know he's a smaller guy on paper, but I think if you go back and watch some of the film, I mean, he goes up and gets the ball, and he's going to fight for every ball that's in the air.
Sorry, Gavin. How do you focus on getting out of the cycle of one win, one loss, and just to get a semblance of consistency going down the stretch?
Well, one, I think to not worry about that, to continue to stick with the process of what we know works for us. Have a good week of practice, and then, again, go out there on Sunday and just go execute as best as you can, put forth your best effort, and try to get a victory and not worrying so much about the result but more about the process of it, and, you know, everything should take care of itself.
Sean mentioned that, you know, you got your backs are against the wall because you're in that seventh spot, so nothing's guaranteed, obviously. You know, you had to do late-season rallies to win your division. So does that experience... No, the division's going to be tough this year, but making playoffs, is that experience you've had through the years of playing in these important December games going to help you think?
I think so. You know, definitely doesn't hurt to have that experience. And guys that have that experience, guys that have been in this league for quite some time. Relying on that and relying on each other. But again, the best thing that we can do is have a good week of practice and put forth our best effort on Sunday.
Going along those lines, Josh, you guys are 12-1 in December over the last 3 years. So, you know, when the calendar flips here, you guys have kind of played your best football when you needed it most. Has anything stood out to you about late season, your approach that has allowed that type of success?
I don't know the statistics or anything like that. I'm assuming that we've done a good job of protecting the football. Especially at games at home, being able to use cadence and making sure that we're communicating well, I think that helps. But we got a daunting task this week against a team that's playing really well. Obviously, Joe coming back is a huge spark for them, it's going to be all hands on deck.
Talked about staying with the process to find some consistency over this last month. Does the process ever need to be tweaked, though, to kind of bounce back better after a win?
I don't know about tweaked, but again, I think having that experience of what we were just talking about and understanding when to push, when to pull back. And I think Coach does such a good job, especially with taking care of the guys over the course of the week. Obviously, you guys see that it's mostly a walkthrough today. But trying to stay fresh and continue to stay fresh later in the season because, you know, it's a long schedule, and I think some teams may feel the effects of that. But, you know, our strength staff and our training staff do such a good job of making sure that guys are ready to go on game days.
I've always been a big fan, I mean, a big supporter of James Cook. Is there anything more that stands out about him during this, pardon the pun, this run over the last few years?
Again, I think his approach to the game, it's very consistent throughout the week. You know, he continues to impress. He continues to do things the right way. If you watch the tape, you know, if he doesn't get the ball, he's the first one down on the field, following the ball, running after it. I think he's become a true professional football player. And he's, again, one of the best, if not the best back in the league when he's got the ball in his hands.
Do you think? I'm sorry. How much do you, without the whole contract process that kind of like got weird? How much do you think getting paid and getting that validation drove him or motivated him further in some ways?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's one of those guys. Again, that's why he fits this culture and why he's here is because he's not the guy that's going to get paid and not work hard. Right, he understands that he got that contract for what he's going to do, not for what he did, and he continues again day in and day out to work extremely hard, be a true pro, be in the training room, working on his body and doing things the right way.
Outside of James being really good, what else has led to you guys having the number one rushing attack in the league at this point in your mind?
I mean, I think it's obviously our O-line doing a great job, but it's our skill position players too, the willingness to go in there and block and get hands on, you know, safeties and stars and linebackers. And, you know, we're asking our tight ends to do a lot in the run game, and they've done it exceedingly well, and we're going to continue to need that moving forward, especially once the weather gets like the weather it gets here. Being able to run it when the opposing team knows that we're going to run it. And, you know, that comes down to execution. Making sure guys are in the right spots and for my sake, making sure that I can help with that process as much as possible.
Josh, Christian Benford said this week that when teams or players trash talk you, kind of activates a different character in you. Do you feel like you become somebody else when that kind of part of the game starts happening?
I don't know if becoming someone else is the right term, but it definitely, yeah, I mean, it fires me up a little bit and brings out the competitive juices. And, you know, that's why I love this game so much, because you have the opportunity to fully express yourself.
That he was kneed in the stomach by you. Is that what happened?
Listen, I got a lot of respect for Cam Hayward, but we're on to the Bengals.
What do you cherish about games like this late in the season? Sean mentioned backs up against the wall.
I mean, it makes your decisions. It makes your practice habits, all that more meaningful. You know, when it feels like there's a lot of pressure. You know, as the saying goes, pressures can make diamonds and burst pipes and make diamonds. I think that's how it goes. I'm not fully sure how it goes, but yeah. I mean, it's the best time to play football. It's when the stakes are high and you got to go out there and you got to perform your job. And, you know, I feel like that's a big part of this team of, we want that pressure. We want to go out there. We want to perform for each other and, you know, share that love that we have for each other.
Josh, last week you talked about a heightened sense of urgency, knowing going into another week. How do you keep that level up to not have this win-loss kind of roller coaster?
Again, I think the one week at a time mindset of, this is the most important game that we're going to play all season, because it's the one in front of us, and just making sure that we're having a good week of practice. And I know coach is taking care of us today, but you know, if we get the pads on tomorrow, making sure that we're going full speed and we can get that timing, we can and on defensive side hit our run fits and see what type of, you know, game plan that they have. And you know, but again, that's the veteran leadership that we have in this locker room that are going to make sure that we're doing the right things.
Josh, the Bengals defense is 32nd in the NFL and yards allowed. What have you seen from them on tape that maybe those numbers don't really represent?
Yeah, you don't see that team on film. I see a lot of guys that are playing extremely hard, especially when you bring back, you know, your starting quarterback who's one of the best in the league and gives them a revamped kind of life. And they're playing extremely hard this last game. They, you know, had a bunch of turnovers, and we got to make sure that we're doing everything in our power to limit those and, you know, keep the ball on our side and in time of possession and making sure we score when we have those opportunities.
We talked to you about, you know, just re-upping that chemistry with him, how it felt like that was already there. Just now that he's been back for a little bit longer, what's working well with him and what is he bringing to the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think he brings kind of the dog mentality on the offensive side of the ball. Goes in there and blocks, does the dirty work in the pass game. Obviously, he's made some really big catches for us this year so far. And again, we're going to continue to need everything that he's got and making sure that I'm on the same page with him and continue to work with him. And again, the trust level is extremely high there. So, yeah, when he's on the field, I've got no doubts that he's going to go execute what he's given to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.